Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins. Coming to you from that once-forgotten artery that pulses through the center of the continental United States and into the heart of the Ozarks, Grace Matthews. Looking in from the northern border, our Canadian friend, along with his countrymen feeling the effects of U.S. political issues, Connor Murphy.
Welcome to Dueling Dialogues, episode 56. I'm Connor Murphy, here with Grace Matthews and a special holiday guest, The Hammer. Yes, you heard it right, The Hammer. Happy New Year to you two.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year, and a pleasure to be here with you guys today.
Pleasure to have you.
We know we're coming up in the world when we have The Hammer.
You bet. I'm not going to ask about where the name came from.
It came from a lot of places, Bert. So I will tell you that The Hammer is one of the Ozarks' most beloved.
Cool.
And right. One of my favorite people. And we're going to have some fun predicting 2018.
Perfect.
Woo-hoo!
Perfect. Awesome. Well, you know what? I'm just going to let you guys roll with it. And what do you want to start first on?
The Hammer's favorite subject, the NFL. What the heck is going to happen?
Yes, the NFL. I love sports. First of all, I am going to start off with predicting the Super Bowl for all you people out there that might wish to wager a coin or two.
Okay.
Now, my heart wants to go with the Rams and the Chiefs. From being from the Midwest, we really love those teams. Even though the Rams left us, we still love them.
Really? I'm kind of pissed about it.
I know, I'm pissed too. But anyway, I still like that thing that it could be the Rams and the Chiefs. Just one of those little...
Could it really be the two teams together?
Well...
Is there still that opportunity?
I doubt it.
Okay.
Okay. That's what my heart says... But my head says Minnesota and a surprise here, Pittsburgh.
Whoa.
Pittsburgh is going to beat New England. Or, unfortunately, if the Chiefs end up beating New England, they will beat the Chiefs. We do not seem to match up against them whatsoever. So, as bad as I hate to say it, that is my prediction.
And guess what? I don't know, so I have to go with the Hammer on this.
Well, for me, if the Saskatchewan Rough Riders aren't in it, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're Rough Riders. How are they?
They're okay. They lost out in the semifinal game this year, so it was tough. But, you know, there's always next year. I guess
you guys are just waiting for Johnny Manziel to come up there and save your league.
Oh, my gosh. Is he going to go up there?
Yeah, they approved him to go up there this year.
Oh, gosh. We send some of our best to Canada.
Yeah, we do have some good talent up here. You know, and in the football world, everybody knows the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Oh, my gosh.
That is true.
Okay, as we look way out into the future, like next October... What team is going to make it to the World Series?
You know, the thing about the World Series right now, because teams have not signed many free agents, it has been a very, very, very slow signing, except for the Yankees signing the big power hitter from Miami, Stanton, who the Cardinals wanted.
Cardinals didn't get.
There's a lot of things that can happen, so I am stating that first, but I'm still going to make a prediction. I would love to see the Houston Astros and the St. Louis Cardinals. However, as of this time right here, because the Cardinals have not picked up any additional players except Ozuna, we still need another big bat. I'm going to go with the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Okay. Wow. Write that down, everyone. The Yankees and the Dodgers.
You can put that in the bank right now.
You know, but you forgot to tell me. Are they going to take care of this NFL standing,
you know,
kneeling, I should say?
I think that that is one of the things that they will get taken care of. They will
in put the offseason?
They will get that taken care of because they have lost so much revenue by the amount of viewers, and they are not going to get these high price contracts for these commercials if they're not getting the viewership. So,
well, did you hear, Connor? They have canceled the New Year's Eve game.
Oh, no way. No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, they canceled that. They said the TV time could be more profitable elsewhere.
Oh, wow.
That is huge. Yeah. Now that we're talking about kneeling, what's going to happen with Colin Kaepernick?
He's done.
He's done.
He's done.
Okay.
You know, P. Diddy said, yeah, I'm going to buy the franchise. I'm going to make Kaepernick my quarterback. Are you kidding me? You're going to get rid of Cam Newton for him? Are you kidding me?
No way.
No way, Jose.
And plus, we like Cam Newton. Everybody likes him. He did do that one flub up. I forgot.
Yeah,
what
he
was,
did a but, flub up. But
you know, beyond that, you know, they're just kids.
He's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good
player. You know, Kaepernick, with all these injuries, everybody says, you know what, why wouldn't he sign? I'll tell you why. Talent.
Well, I think we should send him a knee pad. Just one.
Yeah, perfect.
He put it on the wrong knee.
And some new socks.
He put it on the wrong knee. Oh, that's good. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, as we move on, what about Hillary?
Hillary. You know what? I've got the perfect definition for Hillary. If anybody's ever watched any sci-fi movie or horror movie, she's like the monster that won't die, like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
the
zombie. The zombies, you know, whatever movie you want to pick, you know, the alien, whatever, she won't die. She keeps coming back. She's resurrected. She's got 9 million lives. They can't kill her.
I have a prediction, though, for this year for Hillary. She's going to finally figure out what happened.
No way. More like, you know, in the Vanity Fair, I don't know, the little piece they did that they had to retract this week. It's like, what the hell happened, is what the guy said. And he was a Democrat.
You know, so she wouldn't believe it anyway.
No, she wouldn't.
They could write it out and put it, you know, step by step, Hillary, this is where you screwed up. She wouldn't believe it. She's one of those type people that it's in her DNA that she has to be president because Bill was.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They have that kind of relationship, you know. But the pantsuits, I just can't put her into the pantsuits.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, with the Kim Jong-un costumes that she wears. Awesome.
I love it. Yes, yes.
They do look just like us.
Maybe they ought to send her over there to talk to him.
I think Bill's going to have some skeletons come out of the closet this year.
Now, that's part two of that. What's going to happen with Bill? We know that some skeletons are going to come out because of that RF1.
Yeah.
Those girls have already lawyered up. It's coming down the pipes.
I think that's going to be the nail. Yeah, I think that's going to be the nail.
Personally, knowing someone that has known Bill Clinton intimately, I think there's some things that will come out later on down the road.
Yeah, I feel the same about that.
Okay, the hammer speaks. What about Mueller and the special counsel? I mean, they have had their faces rubbed in the mud for the past, what, month? I mean, they don't look corrupt.
Yeah, a lot of red flags being raised there. I just don't get it.
They will clean house a little bit, but they will keep going and going like the good, you know, like the bunny.
Right.
The Energizer bunny.
All I see is them digging a bigger and bigger hole for the Dems. They just keep digging, and, you know, when you keep digging, you find stuff that you really don't want to find.
Yeah.
And they're going to do that. And I'm just not sure that the Dems can talk the way out of this one. You know, talking point, talking point, talking point. You're going to run out of those talking points that people just have heard time and time again. They're not going to believe it.
It's going to quit working. Yeah. That's true. And I tell you, but I do think they're going to go for the gut. And the gut is on Trump is his kids. I think when you go after Jared Kushner's family, his dad has already spent time in prison for some real estate dealings. I think it's very easy when people are in politics and people make a lot of money. It's easy to find something.
Right.
Mueller's going to find something. And first it's going to be on Kushner. Second, it's going to be on Don Jr. I think Don Jr. will get a public smack in the face. It'll be something that they will reveal about him, but not necessarily prosecutable. Jared Kushner, I think it's going to go farther than that. I think they're going to find something in his family, particularly his father, and possibly take his father down again. The first prosecutor that took his father down was Chris Christie. So I think that this coming year, Jared Kushner's in trouble.
But you know what scares me? What scares me is it's just like when the IRS gets on you here in America. They have to find something. And so my fear is that they're going to have to do something with both of them, maybe Jared a little bit more than Donald Jr. And they're just going to have to maybe kind of slap around a little, just make sure that they brought it to the attention of the newspapers as usual. Unfortunately, this won't be fake news. This will be real news. But it will be so non-threatening and so non-important, but they will say, oh, my God, see, we found something. We got him.
Well, they got to keep. It's kind of like General Flynn. I mean, seriously, he lied, okay, about and – you know, General Flynn only agreed to lying because he had involved his son like a moron.
Idiot.
Yeah. Okay, what about one of your favorites, Megyn Kelly? My guess is she goes to MSNBC till her contract runs out. And after the sexual harassment stories are over, that's actually revived her because none of the Hollywood, none of the big stars wanted to go on her show. Her ratings are still terrible, but she's getting a little bit better because of the sexual harassment thing. When it goes away, they move her to MSNBC. Either that will be the case, or she's got Andrew Lack under her thumb. Be nice.
My prediction is a big faux pas.
Okay.
Foopaw, she does it.
An Ozarkian foopaw.
Another Ozarkian term. She tries to create a big scandal, tries to create a big thing, and you know what? It doesn't work. Just like it didn't work at Fox. She wants to be the star. Now that Matt Lauer has stepped in it, then she wants to be the new, Gandhi. of
the martyrs.
Yeah, she wants to be the thing. You know, it's just like Reggie Jackson said. She wants to be the straw that stirs the drink. And to me, she doesn't cut it because she doesn't come across to the people as genuine. And that's going to be the biggest hurdle. And you just can't fix that. No matter how hard you try, you can't.
You can't fix stupid. Yeah. Exactly. And I could care less if she dropped off the face of the earth and I never saw her again.
Oh, my gosh. She would faint if she heard you say that.
Well, it's just the truth because...
the truth hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it does. And bye. See you, Megan.
Okay, so what about Chuck and Nancy? My guess is Nancy is pretty much done. The Dems are done with her. Yes, she brings in a lot of money, but they've got to move on. They can't just be about hating on Trump. Chuck will stick around for the ride.
Aren't they broke anyways?
They have been taking in very little money. So you've got a point. That's been the reason they've kept Nancy around, because she's in that California market. She's always brought in a lot of money. She's not bringing in a lot of money now.
Right. Yeah.
So, and they're in debt. The DNC is in debt.
So it'd be interesting to see what's going to happen this year. But, you know, when that trouble starts happening, you got to blame the leaders, right?
Exactly. That's right. You know, the good thing is I love Nancy because she will put her foot in her mouth more than any woman I've ever met. Not that I've met her, but, you know, just seeing her on TV. She, you know, well, you got to sign it before and put it in to see what's in it. What a great statement.
What
unbelievable. Here, the apocalypse is happening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we lowered taxes.
That's exactly what she said.
Now, who in the world doesn't want more money in their pocket? I don't care if you make $10,000 a year or $10 zillion a year. The more money you get in your pocket, is it not better? I don't get it. And then my favorite, Chucky. Chucky reminds me of Chuck on the Gong Show. No one believed Chuck Bear. So, you know, it's like they never took him serious. He would just sit there and lift his head back and laugh and do that little strut thing he did. That's kind of like Chucky. But he looks over his glasses and reads. He never changes his expression. He just kind of, I don't know about Chucky. Maybe he scares me. Maybe he's like the little doll that's going to come get us later on.
Well, it's like he believes what he's saying. He says stuff, but he doesn't believe it.
And you notice his tone doesn't change.
I know.
I never like someone that their tone never changes. Like their
mistrust.
So monotone. Yeah. I mean, that starts getting on my nerves.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think it's time they moved on. Along with the Clintons.
If they don't, it makes it easier for my career.
Yeah, that's true.
I have mixed emotions.
The longer they hang around, the more chances Trump's going to have in the next election.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little money.
Okay.
What about Bitcoin? Cryptocurrency, I believe, does have a place. But I believe that Bitcoin is already so riddled with terrorist money and drug money, and there's other things floating around. I believe it's going to fall. And if you're not in already and getting out, which you could have made a lot of money already.
Well, number one, there's a limited number of coins. So what drives the price up is people buying. So people have been buying, but nobody's selling.
Right.
So as soon as people start selling, I think the price is going to drop through the floor. But this brought a lot of attention to the cryptocurrencies in general. So,
go ahead.
I think some of the other lower ones under Bitcoin are probably going to do really well because of this.
I do too.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. You know, this is going to come along. Things are going to change. I just don't think Bitcoin is the one that when you're the first, it's not tweaked. There's a lot of holes in it. Who's behind it? Is it money laundering? Are people, the crooks figure out the ways to beat the system before the honest people do.
Right.
And sure. So I do think that, the crypto money is going to come along. It's just, I just don't think this is it. It scares me because nobody seems to know enough about it. There's no regulation. Who's in charge of it? It scares me. And I just don't think people they're ready for it, but not because they can be, this is one of those things you can be taken advantage of very easily.
Well,
that's true.
As I watched the price hit over 21,000 Canadian, I started to think back way in the beginning when Bitcoin just launched and there was people buying pizzas with a Bitcoin. Wonder how those people feel now.
Absolutely. I don't know if people were buying pizzas with Bitcoins in the state. My son was saying that they're using it a lot in Asia.
Right. Right. And the Chinese government's trying to stop a lot of that. So don't know what's going to happen. Yeah.
You know, some things that come out of Silicon Valley, they want us to do things a certain way because they're all in it for the cash. And so I think we might have got led down the narrow path to do what they wanted. And it might not end up being what we thought for those people that invested. I hope they invested and got out.
You know, right. A lot of them got out this week and they made a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they could do it again. Okay, stock market. I say the stock market stays steady for another year with these tax cuts. I say we end next year at 30. I might even go higher, except we've had such an exceptional year. I think 30 is where it's at. We're going to rise, but rise steady.
Well, I don't know about going to 30. However, I am going to appraise the stock market with an old song, Up, Up, and Away. Because it's going to go up, up, and away from this, the figure, the 25,000 that it's at now.
That's close to 25,
It's going to keep going. I don't know if it's going to get quite to 30, but I do know as a fact that if you put more money in the middle class's hands, they spend it.
Well, I also think that so far baby boomers have stayed away from the stock market. I do believe 2018 is the year you will see them start to enter, which will raise the stock market. The baby boomers have been very slow to get into stocks. Not the baby boomers. Oh, my gosh. What am I saying?
The millennials.
Thank you.
Yes. Who can forget millennials?
The millennials have been very slow. Yeah, I try to forget.
We try.
We really try.
We're still paying for the millennials.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is the longer Trump is in power, your stock market and everything is going up.
I mean, he's a business man. I mean, love him or hate him.
He's providing the confidence.
And he is. Yeah. He's a damn good one. Okay, what about Apple? I say Apple's products are a little flat. Cook is no Steve Jobs.
He just gave himself a big raise, too. Nice.
My gosh.
Back.
Yeah. Cash. And they decided he needs to fly everywhere in a private jet for security purposes. That was kind of bizarre.
Yeah, everybody wants to kill him now that he slowed down their iPhone 6.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
I think it was a great idea. Hell, what a great businessman.
Yeah.
Make them buy the new one.
I think the big question is, will Apple reach that $1 trillion valuation this year?
Huh.
I say yeah. I mean, they're flat, but I think it'll reach $1 trillion in valuation.
You know, as bad as all of us maybe have had an experience with Apple that's not maybe quite what we want, they do seem to come up with the technology that everyone wants, that everyone favors, that everyone seems to buy.
Or that Samsung already has.
Well, you know what? That's what you do. You take what someone else has and makes it reverse engineer better.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then when you've got the name, which they do have the name, I think they're just going to grow. I just don't see them stopping some of the things. No. Like I said, I'm not 100% behind, but whatever they do, their advertising or their name, I think it's just the name. It's going to work.
Right. It's a trendy thing. They have very loyal customers that will always stay loyal and always upgrade every time they have a new model. And for the rest of us, we just get the best Android out there. You know, for a fifth of the price.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a fixed deal. Once you get an iPhone, you almost can't get out of it. It costs you to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because now they lease them to you. So you don't even own your phone.
Exactly. Yes.
So that's kind of the racket they've got going. But as far as new products go, I think they're pretty flat. I mean, when I got the iPhone 7 after the iPhone 8, it was like, oh, this camera is going to be so much better. You know what? I can't tell a darn bit of difference.
Right.
And now the iPhone 8's out.
Yeah.
Nobody's told me what's better about it. And then that X. So I don't know. But I do know because you lease them and they will bill you for the phone if you don't upgrade to the next level. The phone company you're with has you, and Apple has you.
Right.
All in one nice little package.
Right.
That's very expensive.
Yes, and that's why I don't buy in.
Yeah, well, you're smart, because I keep trying to figure out how to buy out. Because you do have to buy out. You can't get out for free.
Right.
Wow. What about Amazon?
Our new richest man.
Yeah, Bezos. And Trump is not real fond of him.
Yeah, I've seen that today.
He owns the Washington Post, and, you know, he thinks that Bezos is not paying enough for postage because the U.S. mail is losing billions. Of course, they've been losing billions since 1974, but probably Bezos is not paying enough. I don't want Bezos to pay more for the shipping because I will have to.
Yeah, exactly. It's the end user that's going to end up paying. Bezos isn't going to pay the shipping.
No, no. So, and I know Trump is trolling him. It's not, you know, not like he thinks Bezos is really going to pay it if he raises the price. I do think he would like for the post office to lose less money. But the fact is, Amazon is still growing. It's still trending upward. It has not reached the end yet.
I don't think so either. I'm afraid they're going to take over Walmart and all of them as the biggest company. The only way I think you can stop this, and I want the mortar stores out there still. The only thing is, I remember when this first started out, they used to give you, you know, 10%, 20% off if you bought online. I personally think they need to change that around, where, like, if you go into the store, you get an additional 10% or 20% to make people come back to the stores. Because if you can get them in the door, how many people will walk through there and buy something else that they had no intention to buy?
Well, statistically, the figures came out the other day. And if you shop online versus going into a Walmart, you will save yourself an average of $84. Because you're only buying what you need. You get online, you go, I want this, I want that. Not walking around the store going, hey, that looks cool.
I like the hammers idea. Make them go to the store. I really like that.
Absolutely. Okay, now, Tesla. Elon Musk. I mean, he's got a new truck coming out, okay? He says in 19, it will take on F-150.
Ha!
Are you kidding me? Ford F-150 has been the strongest selling truck now for 2 decades.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tesla has blown smoke in our ears for how long? Okay. He's not going to, this truck, first of all, it looked weird. It looked like it was from outer space. He needs to change the design. I mean, you know, you got to remember who you sell trucks to.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and these aren't Ninja Turtles you're selling the trucks to.
You know, the truck people are the most loyal brand people in the world.
Right.
And you're going to come out with a truck. First of all, you can't even keep up with production on sedans. And the sedan market is almost dead.
Yeah.
So now you're going to try to jump into the truck market. And you think you, even if it was the greatest truck that ever was assembled, you think you can produce enough of those to touch, you know, GM or Ford? Are you kidding me? You can't even touch Chrysler. This guy has no idea how much production is important to consumers.
Well, but, you know, he admitted he has bipolar. He has lied to us about everything. He shouldn't have said in public that he was a bipolar, first of all. That kind of blows it. But the very fact that he said he had money at the beginning of this year, for his company. He doesn't have any cash, okay? He had the self-driving cars, right?
Right.
They were after factory, okay?
Yeah.
That's just not the same.
Right. Well, I think we're going to see leaps and bounds in the automation of driving and things like that in the near future. But
oh, yeah. I mean, self-driving is basically here.
Right.
It is, you know, I think it's probably a good thing. I don't want it to become so prevalent that kids do not learn to drive.
Right.
I think learning to drive is a right to pass it.
We've got those stations like the electrical filling stations all the way through town here, and I've never seen anybody use them.
I know, they're all over California. We have like hardly any here.
Well, they're all over, like malls have them.
Does that tell you anything?
Yeah, yeah. We're in hillbilly country.
Exactly.
Anyway, GM has got the self-driver, and it is before market.
Interesting.
Yes, they're coming on now with the self-driver. They've got it in the CT6 Cadillac this year.
The Hammer's actually driven it. Not really driven it, but
I have driven it.
It drives itself, but he's been in there.
And it does work. It's quite a feat of technology. Also, GM is coming out with a lot more crossovers and SUVs to fit the marketplace because the sedan market is on the downswing now.
Yeah.
People don't like the idea of crawling in and out of a vehicle. They like sliding in, sliding out. And GM is after that marketplace. They have like 9 to 10 new products coming out between 2018 and 2020, along with the revamping of new products. So you're going to see all the stuff that everyone is wanting, and GM is out to satisfy their needs.
Well, but the big thing is GM's going to kick Tesla.
Oh, the Tesla.
The self-driving is what Elon Musk has, and GM kicked him.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, we go back to politics. We've got 2018 elections coming up. Is the Congress going to change? My opinion, it's going to remain pretty much the same. I mean, there's some seats that'll move around a little bit, but I think that the Republicans will remain dominant.
Well, I tell you what, I just can't see that the Republicans don't keep the majority in the Congress. And I seem to think that they're going to kind of win a few extra seats in the Senate. I just don't see anything that the Dems can run on. I
think we're looking at a supermajority in the Senate.
It could happen.
I don't know. I forgot to look that up again. Has that ever happened before? I think that the Republicans could gain the 60 seat majority. And if that's the case and they keep, just a majority in the Congress that they have, Trump can do anything he wants, basically.
Oh.
No more of this whining, which could be good or bad.
Good or bad.
Depends on how you look at it. Okay. So the Democrats and the Republicans, I don't see any change there.
Here, I've got, the Democrats have no leader. I mean, okay, Hillary, you got to be kidding me. That'd be the greatest thing that ever happened to the Republican Party if Hillary stays around. They've got no message. They've got no plan. All of their leaders, and gosh, I hate to say this, but Dean was right the other night when he said, we're all too old. He said that on TV. He said, we are all too old. We need some new up-and-comers.
They don't have any. The Republicans have younger blood than they do. I had not really thought about that. You're absolutely correct. I mean, I've thought about the old ones, but I haven't really thought about the fact that they don't really have anybody young.
You know, and the Republicans, what they're doing is they're finally learning to trust the president. You know, when you have someone that goes out and does what he says he's going to do, which in politics here in America is absolutely a sin, because you're supposed to make all these promises and then you go to the White House or to Congress or to the Senate and you do nothing. You turn into a good old boy. And you say, well, I'm sorry. You know, I tried. I wanted to do it, but they wouldn't let me. Well, guess what? Trump proved that you could do that. If you go in there and kick some ass, you can do it because the people want you to do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I think it's time that that swamp gets drained, and a lot of those old people the stale people that are still stuck there in that party, they need to go.
Stale and dishonest.
Well, oh, I mean, yeah.
Who would have thought that these old people could be so dishonest?
I mean,
it's
honestly,
like a big fraternity.
Yeah, I honestly, what I think is that the only reason Trump won is because he was running against Hillary because nobody could trust Hillary.
Oh, yeah. She had huge trust issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, you know, as long as she's in there, it's helping Trump.
You know, like I said, you can't kill her.
No.
She's just like, the sci-fi monster. Yeah, she keeps coming back. She's got nine lives, my God. Hell, she's got 100,000 lives. She just keeps coming back.
Drinking Chardonnay.
Yeah, with a new pantsuit on.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. She's got as many lives as she has pantsuits. Is that not scary?
Do you think she's got an 18-wheeler sitting outside of her house that just has lines of pantsuits hanging?
All gray.
Who picks the pantsuit?
Yeah.
Her or Bill or somebody else? That's what I was
thinking. Oh, Bill's not.
Or is it two out of three? Or how do they do it?
Bill's partying on the airplane in a Little Rock above the library.
Yeah. Bill don't give two shits what color pantsuit she's wearing today.
He hates it when she talks more than anybody does.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, what's going to come out of her mouth this time?
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Yes.
Well, speaking of royalty, what about this royal wedding?
Oh, I don't know.
Harry and Meghan, I tell you what, she doesn't fit the mold, and that doesn't bother me. But I just think it's going to be problematic. I keep seeing really scummy articles about the fact that she's a divorcee, the fact that she's biracial. I've seen things that suggest she's already pregnant, that, Harry's sixth in line to the throne.
Yeah, you don't give a
I just think it's going to be a lot of bad press, and
It already started.
I don't even know if it'll actually take place.
I mean, it already started the bad press and stuff because it said that he wanted to invite Obama, and that was going to be, a big problem because you invite him, you got to invite Trump.
Here's my question. What happened to the old days when you had to have a virgin? You know what I mean?
Well,
Remember that Diana,
that went to
hell. The doctor here to give her the scope and make sure she was fertile.
They did.
She hadn't been touched by human whatever. I mean, and poor Harry, he's taking leftovers. I don't know. I just don't get it, but I guess, I mean, I know things have changed. I do get
They've
it.
They've changed a lot.
I guess the royal family has really come a long way, which I appreciate because I always thought that was stupid anyway. But anyway, I think I'm not sure about. It seems like to me, when you a prince, you could have your pick. I mean, I don't know. I just think you could set the standards a little low. But hey, what do I know?
Oh, dear.
Okay. I just hope they're happy.
Yeah. I do, too. I think she's perfectly lovely.
That would be my mom's response. I just hope they're happy.
Yeah. That would be mine. Yeah. We just want you to be happy. That's what mom
says. As long as they're in love, that's all that matters, right?
That's what mom says. Exactly. They really want to say something else.
All.
Yes.
Okay. We carry on. What about customers? I kind of think this is the customer experience and the expectation. Is it going to outpace the progress a company can make? And is that going to keep things like Apple from reaching $1 trillion? The stock market maybe hold it back because our expectations now are that, Apple needs to come out with a new phone every year. GM needs to have rebates and, something to woo us. When are we going to max out?
Good question.
With customer experience.
Well, with social media, everything is just magnified by a million times.
Exactly. And is it going to start stunting economic growth?
Well, it's halted some companies' growth to the point of driving them to bankruptcy, So
exactly.
The customer experience, everybody says put the customer's wants and needs first. And most companies are trying to do that now because they know that that's the key to retention of customers. However, I don't know if they can keep up with their expectation because of social media. Social media has spoiled them because they're based on immediate gratification. I don't think it's going to change what the everyday person thinks and expects. Unfortunately, like we were talking about earlier, the millennials, they are so...
They're not very loyal customers.
No, they're not. And they're also in tune to the media that they're expecting in, you know, spontaneous results. And that just doesn't happen in the real world. That things just don't happen like that. You can't please a customer quite like that. Things take a little bit of
technology time. Takes a while to develop. Let's face it.
Most of them resort to tweeting about it or posting about it on social media before they bring it to the company's attention and talk to an employee.
Exactly.
It's already out there. And, you know, some of the companies that aren't very up on their social media, it could almost go unnoticed. You know, it's happening. And by the time they notice it's happening, it's gone viral.
Yes, and that's a bad deal. You can ruin a company, especially a small company, where in the Midwest you can really hurt a mom-and-pop store with a bad experience by going on social media. And they can't afford to lose any business that they're getting now. And it's usually something that is so simple to fix. They would just bring it to the owner's attention. It would be handled.
Absolutely. Right. I think that's true. But the face of business is changing. The feminism, sexism, you know, this is going to change what our companies look like. I think that you're going to see women get promotions not because they're the best.
Just because they don't have a penis.
That's right. And their liability, the company's liability goes down, so they're not even going to look to a man and for some of these promotions. And I think our news and some of these larger companies, you're going to see go to female CEOs and upper management just because of liability.
Yeah, I think you're correct.
It's a scary thing. It really scares me for business owners, especially businesses that are, you know, have been in business for long periods of time. It's almost impossible to have been in business and some occurrence that affected someone in a bad way or taken in a bad way has not happened. That's just life. And for them to maybe punish a company or an owner, It scares me. It really does, especially some of these companies that have been, you know, third, fourth, fifth generation. It scares me if they go back 50 years ago and say, so-and-so did this to me. Well, you know, back then they said things differently. Things were just different.
Right.
As long as there's no touching, no other, just because they might have said something. I don't know.
We're on shaky ground. We've got to define it, and we can't make more snowflakes out there.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's getting just, we've got to be a little tough, and you've got to be able to handle a little bit of stuff by yourself.
Right.
Yeah, you know, again, touching and assaulting are different.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We're not talking about the ones that actually are guilty of sexual assault. We're talking about the general population.
Exactly. And I tell you what, that leads us to Hollywood. You know, their ticket sales are going down. We're sick and tired of them telling us how to think and what to do. Right. This is going to be the worst year in decades for box office sales. And that's because we're sick of the politics and we're sick of them, the feminism that berated many women across the country during the Hillary Clinton campaign, and then to learn that they were all, I don't know, victims.
Yeah, yeah.
That were keeping quiet and they were being ran by men.
Pretty soon you won't be able to watch old movies because somebody in it was sexist and it's been
Oh, exactly. You know the song shelf. Baby, it's cold outside. I knew there was a problem when somebody decided they needed to rewrite it.
Yeah.
Because it was Texas. Are you kidding me? That made me like the song that much more. I just started turning it on. Baby, it's cold outside. I mean, what? You know, you can't get rid of dating and flirting.
You know, that just is, that goes back to the Adam and Eve. You know, and Hollywood has, everybody there has an ego the size of Wisconsin. And so all these people, they, and you don't think they don't use their body or their gift of talk or their flirting or whatever to get what they want?
The casting couch.
That's a lie. They have done it. Every man, every woman at some time has done that. Now, that doesn't mean you go over the line, but you can't be so afraid that if you say something or do something, but Hollywood has taken it, and for them to think that they know more about the real world than people out in the real world, you got to be kidding me.
These are people that pretend to be somebody else. Yeah. While living.
I mean, they live in a dream world. Are you kidding me?
Right. Right. And it's probably why nobody's been thrown in jail, because there was always some sort of trade-off there.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
What do you guess?
Yeah.
So you give me something, I give you something. That's the old cliche there in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, I think we all agree that Hollywood is on a downturn. Newsrooms are going to look more female.
Well, and I think they just need to get rid of the That's all they need to do.
Well, but everybody that's been promoted once
has been
a woman.
True.
They're scared to put a man in there. So the liability and the egos, you're right, go hand in hand, apparently. But statistically, we are getting away from cable. We're doing more streaming. For the first time, Netflix subscriptions outpaced all of cable subscriptions.
Oh, wow.
And that's where we're going. And I think that that trend will continue in 2018.
Yeah.
You know, back when I was a kid, you had Chet Huntley, David Brinkley, Walter Cronkite. Those guys, they were the gospel, you know. Whatever they said was, by God, you could take it to the bank.
Right.
Now, with all the different stories, you know, I am so sick and tired of hearing, plus always sick and tired come together, that you hear that from an unknown source.
Oh, yeah.
You know, give me a break. Come on. If you're going to throw it out there and it's that important, then you ought to be able to tell who it came from. Yes. Do I think you should be able to protect your sources? Of course. But if it's a matter of national security, or if it's something that really affects something, then you ought to be able to say, I talked to someone on the Trump team. I talked to blah, 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 blah. They told me word for word, this was it. But no, they just, what gets me is you can just make any kind of statement and act like it's the truth. Well, that's not right. And it doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or a Republican. It's just news. When you don't, you're supposed to report the news. You're not trying to win an Academy Award.
Well, if you want an opinion show, you watch an opinion show.
Well, most of our news is so one-sided to the left, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely. That's true.
So I think the problem is that back then, in the old days, news people had integrity.
You hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
I'm sure they had a political opinion, but they had integrity.
Yes, and I think all three of us can agree on that.
Walter Cronkite used to say, in this reporter's opinion, when it was his opinion.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah.
And you're right. We can all agree on that. We don't always agree, but life's a journey, and we're all in this together. Remember, do not become a victim. Hashtag nobody's victim. Thanks for listening. I think we can all agree this was a great episode with the hammer. We'd like to thank the hammer.
Thank you.
Godspeed to you, Connor, and Godspeed to all of our friends out there.
Yes, and I hope you guys have me back. The hammer had a great time, and He's full of lots of information, so awesome. Keep bringing him back.
Lots yes. of opinions.
Oh, you are welcome back anytime. Awesome. It was great having you. So thanks a lot, everybody. Godspeed, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Dueling Dialogues is brought to you by our affiliates at IX Web Hosting. Click the banner on therightleftchronicles.com to get up to 40% off your first year of the best hosting on the planet. Today's episode of Dueling Dialogue is brought to you by Saucy Eva. GMA's marinade is coming soon to a plate near you to gourmetize your meats and proteins.